What are we going to call this podcast exactly?
I think we should call it a Gavalavan Gavlaun.
That does not even sound remotely pronounceable.
But it's correct.
I want to call it Iro Iro.
Iro Iro? Why my hero?
You know, Iro Iro, various.
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 That's right.
Various.
It's various.
It's various. It's various. It's so what was that little bit you said at the beginning?
A Gavalavan Gavlaun, which literally means the total bloodbath, which is my translation of the full catastrophe in the Welsh language, but no one else's.
My fellow Italians.
We're Italian?
We're making our... Come on. We're making our party's final electoral speech. How else do you propose that we start this off?
Get your tutti frutti. Start simple. This weekend, Italians will go to the polls in their millions.
Including those overseas.
I think that's implied.
Just making sure. I mean, one of us could very well get a seat in the Senate. I mean, in Rome, no less.
There are scores of parties you could vote for. The demo...
Don't say it. Party political broadcasting rules.
Seriously?
If you mention one, you have to mention them all. Even Mr. 80% ownership of the media is adhering to it.
Signore 80%?
Si.
I'd like to see him try and enforce that down here. Now, the...
But...
Party, the
oopsie,
the
A-E-I-O-U, perché?
Party, but in your heart of hearts, Italian voters of the Asia-Pacific region, you should vote for... What's our name again?
La ultima e vero coalizione della catastrofica totale gioioso rosa blu, davvero.
Come again? La what's it of the Tiswas Robinsons of Q... David, you're going to have to say it. Italian voters, this weekend, choose...
La ultima è vero. Coalizione della catastrofica totale gioiosa rosa blu davvero.
And if you need further reminding of our slogan... Che c'è tutti frutti! That was a bit of a racket, and not necessarily fully Italian in its background, I would say, as a song.
Very true. Welcome to The Full Catastrophe. It's just a little bit past nine. I'm Hikaru Freeman.
I'm Andy Bell. Welcome on this Saturday night when it's a white night in Melbourne.
Una notte bianca.
In deedly doodly. Art around the city all through the night. And those of the Italo-Australian community will be no doubt pondering. I think they voted already, haven't they?
Yeah,
I think the diaspora
Thursday,
has voted.
Yeah,
anyway,
Thursday. Yeah.
But the Italian election will take some of our time, not all of it, but we'll be coming to it and revealing some of the, dare I say this controversially, interesting parts of it indeed. But anyway, there'll be politics, there'll be music, there'll be Buncombe. There will be Flim and there will be Flam. Thanks to Dennis and Dick for a touch of pink for the last 2 hours. They'll be back not at the same time next week.
And neither will we.
No, because next week at this time, there will be a broadcast of the Mardi Gras parade.
With no Carmen Miranda, unfortunately.
Well, that's just a disgrace and a shame. But anyway, the Mardi Gras parade, which every year is different, but somehow the same, I always feel. And having been in it myself, I think 4 times, and you can't beat the first time.
And we should, by the way, say a very pleasant welcome to all of our listeners in Sydney.
And a very unpleasant welcome to all our listeners in Hobart. Why not? And wherever you may be, here in Australia, in Victoria, in Melbourne, or across the world, listening on www.joy.org.au, that's the earliest I think I've ever said the website. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is not only the Tutto Bene program, it's also the Denial program.
The Denial program.
We're in the five stages of grief, and we've got five shows to go. We've got to aim for acceptance by the end of March. This is Denial. How's your week been?
My week's been very good. I actually retired from news this week. So it was a very, very good.
I did that about 20 years ago, but they still keep paying me to various organisations. And you've been doing something new.
Well,
on the back of a bike.
Yes, I have. I've been a passenger.
You've joined the great fraternity of pillion riders.
I actually really want to get one now. I'm really tempted.
What, a scooter?
Yeah, a scooter. I've been thinking, like, you know, maybe a Vespa or something.
All right.
I actually did used to own a Vespa, but we'll save that story for later on.
Okay, well, we're throwing out spangles already. From across the ditch, from Wellington, I think, Uncle Monkey and the boxer, Paul Simon, would not be pleased. This is The Full Catastrophe with Hikaru Freeman and Andy Bell on Joy 94.9. What is it? Well, it's a bit late asking now.
Well, no, it's 11 to 9. I think
well,
it's
Well, no,
it's
on the program
question.
248 of 252. Yes, yes, yes. But I suppose we ought to. There may be someone out there who has inadvertently left their radio on.
No, remember, we've got all those new listeners in Sydney. You know, that
might popping up.
Yeah, popping up from the pop-up station. We want to Panic hear, Radio, I believe.
We want to hear from people in Sydney. Yes. Both of us have lived in Sydney ourselves. I lived in Erskineville and Newtown and Clovelly and Alexandria.
And I lived in Redfern and Darlinghurst.
You'd never pick us for gay, would you? You can do it in multifarious ways. Is that the correct use of that word?
Multifarious, well, yes, because that's the intention by this sheer Byzantine amount of ways of contacting us.
See, I just thought after hearing all those place names, the word nefarious just came into my head. 0427 Joy 949 for the SMS. But if you have an appliance and you turn it on and go, ooh, where's the J? Where's the O? Where's the Y? What do you do?
+61 427 569 949. And the +61 is for our Italian listeners.
Indeed it is. Always here to help. On air at joy.org.au. We have the face ache, which is TFC random tunes. We also have the twittering, which is Full Cat Joy. And
we will take semaphore on occasion. And you know.
Well, you know.
And you know, these days, because of what's going on in the Vatican, we will accept white smoke as well.
We can go into the swimming round. We can go into the election. We can go into tanking. We are not going into the Vatican thing because I just want to sit back and watch it unravel. Out of interest. Public interest. Nothing else. No less, no more. We're just about to do something, but before we do that something, what do we have to say?
Joy 94.9.
From misery to happiness to thee. I'm on my way. From misery to happiness to thee. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. And years from now, you'll make it to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give.
curate. I do curate, turning yes to dear.
Now, there's a certain sort of nasally Australian way of singing sometimes.
Really?
And there are the Proclaimers who have a non-nasally but very distinctly Scottish way of doing it.
Well, they are twins.
Aye, but they've been Scottish before, Hinny. No, that's northeast of England. Anyway, but they have been before and they've hidden it. I mean, you've had Lulu trying to sound like Brenda Lee, amongst other things. Now, are we on in Sydney on the digital pop-up?
It looks like we... aren't really, or are we?
No, it's called Party Mix. But if you do go to Sydney for the Mardi and the Gras,
We are our own Party Mix.
Absolutely. Yeah. You look for what's the name of this? Here we go. You look for Star Observer Digital
or Star
on your digital radio.
I didn't know that you could search apparently by grammar and lyrics on digital radio.
And I suspect it
might... I've had satellite radio, and I've not searched that way.
Well, digital radio. I'm just going to say one word, Betamax. The next song we've got, we've done a bit of discovery on this.
An immediate discovery.
And really an extraordinarily interesting story to this next track.
Now, this next song is probably quite known by a lot of you out there. Shall we save it for the story for afterwards?
We will, because that's the kind of show this is.
Yes.
Because we...
listen.
And we reveal.
The song is Peg, the Performer's Steely Dan. Steely Dan, Peg. And there's a story behind that.
Yeah, who was Peg? We all perhaps have heard vaguely of Peg in My Heart. But this Peg started life in the same South Wales town as Richard Burton, Anthony Hopkins and Michael Sheen. She ended her days across the world, disillusioned, in a story that until a little while ago, neither of us knew,
We knew the story, but we didn't know that there was a connection.
So, what is the connection that Steely Dan delivered to us and make us curious about?
Well, Peg Entwistle was the infamous actress who ended her life, and yes, there are out there the call Lifeline if there is if you are feeling these needs, by jumping off the H in the Hollywood sign in 1932. And she became infamous.
Only made one film.
Yeah.
Struggled. It's a story that the name has a vague recollection, but it's a story that really needs going back to because it's 81 years ago. And as we're always being told, we do live in an age of celebrity. Well, how about that then? Nothing is new under the sun. But someone in Steely Dan...
They just saw a picture. I think that literally was the impetus for this whole entire song. They saw a picture of Peg Entwistle and they wrote that whole song.
Well, what you can do when we put the playlist on the blog thing at joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe or fullcatastrophe.wordpress.com, you can see the picture as well. And there's stuff out there to read about it. It's a tragic story that doesn't feel 81 years old.
Far from it. Now, before we get into this next song, I have got to say something that I thought was absolutely hilarious. Those swimmers.
We're talking about the Australian relay team who've revealed
the weapons of mass destruction.
They revealed that they bonded by using prescription drugs and energy drinks, and then they started wandering the corridors, knocking on doors, and perhaps allegedly entering other people's rooms.
And making lewd phone calls towards their female colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have just this one issue. What sort of bonding activity do you take, necessitates taking those prescription sleep aids?
Well, you probably need to be zonked out because you hate each other's guts. Oh, sorry, they're an Australian team. They're dinky die. But there is a long tradition of Australian athletes. I mean, we had one who smashed a... We had a rower who smashed a window in the London Olympics. There's always somebody who does something ridiculous. But I have to say, if you'd have walked in and didn't know what the press conference was about, they're all wearing the polo shirts and they all had the hair going. And you thought, well, what is this a football team? Is this a cricket team? But you just knew it was another day of shame. For Australian sport.
Absolutely. And all I have to say, honestly, let the beat hit him.
Ooh.
In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Rock the house, y'all.
Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam.
That's enough.
Okay.
What will people say?
They'll say, let the beat hit them.
People will say, we're in love. What the? Who cares what people say?
9:30.
Oh, you're not doing time checks again.
I am.
This is Joy, almost 95.
We're
hit
fresh.
Me with, oh, we are. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come on. Tell us what you're thinking. 0427 Joy949 on air at joy.org.au.
Are you non-white and having a white night? Like, as I am.
I tell you, for listeners listening elsewhere, there is art going on through the night from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, and some of the most remarkable buildings in the middle of Melbourne, the Forum Theatre, the Presbytery next door to St. Paul's Cathedral, Flinders Street Station itself. The projections are just amazing, the city, a hubbub.
And actually, one of the interesting things about...
Not good radio, though.
Well, one of the really strong things that's actually happened about this particular night is that the whole entire tone of the city has been different. It's completely different than it has been in previous nights. When we've come in before, we're generally dealing with the Ben Sherman crowd, as I like to call
them. Yes, absolutely.
You know, they're all like, oh, yeah, we've got a good time. Yeah,
Tyson, come over here. Yeah, Shaniqua.
Chanel, that's what they all And that's Chanel with Gucci and Prada, and that's, she's not referring to outfits, referring to her children.
But tonight, all sorts, all shapes, all sizes,
and
fabulous.
It's just friendly. It's a really, really pleasant atmosphere here in the city. And it's the kind of place where I'd say, and you know, the nice thing about White Night is that you can actually walk around listening to us right now.
And if you are, give us a thing. Yeah. 0427JOY949 on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, we're not sending you to the 1300 route tonight.
No.
Yeah. 1300 doesn't exist. It's Australia only anyway.
As we edge our way towards broadcasting, what's the word? Oblivion. On the 30th of March, I think it is.
Albauco Catastrophica.
Yeah, any road up. There will be, from Hikaru's side of the ledger and my side of the ledger, undoubtedly a few little favourites will start creeping in over the next... Not 5 weeks. It's actually 6 weeks because we're not here next week, but over the last month anyway. And I will declare now that you're going to hear this performer twice. And unless I have a huge change of mind, you will hear her last on this program with a particular song. Her name is Mabel. She was born in 1900. On the England-Wales border, she was the illegitimate child of an American entertainer and a Welsh mother. She became one of the great salon cabaret singers of the last century. Frank Sinatra worshipped her. She held the roost at Bricktop's Cafe in Paris. Bricktop, who's she?
I think Bricktop was a very famous jazz singing and jazz singer, and also a very famous lesbian.
Absolutely,
black lesbian?
I think you're right.
Yeah, black lesbian.
When Paris was the place where all the Americans went. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she made her name there, came back to the United States, held sway at the Cafe Carlyle. Do you ever go to the Cafe Carlyle when you're in New York?
No.
Very swanky.
Very pretentious. That's the reason why.
Not even in a tux. I know you don't like ties, but you'd look good in a tux because everybody does.
It will be, listen, I've worn a tie this century once.
Yeah, but a tux and a black tie is different.
That will exist only in alternate universes. Let's hear Mabel.
All right. Anyway, she made a particular speciality of songs that don't last very long, but they're like a little...
In terms of length, you mean?
Yeah, they're not very long, but they're almost not even a one-act play. They're almost like a vignette musically. It's one idea, but spun out really artfully. And this is one of my very favourites. Please, please, écoutez. Listen to the words.
You are not my first love. I've known other charms, but I've just been rehearsing in those other arms. You are not the first one, better know before. It was just good, clean fun till you knocked on my door. My heart is taken. Yes, I've had a past. Though you're not my first love, maybe you will be the first to last.
What I love about Mabel, and that was towards the end of her life when the voice was going.
Really, didn't she?
She lived to be 84 and she sang to the end. You knew she was... She'd been around the block a few times, and that's what she put into her songs. Mabel Mercer, and she was truly delicious. As are the Snowbound.
Lucky.
Yeah, you'd be very, very envious at this point.
I am extremely.
Chris and Keith. Now, I don't know. There's only one kiss for us to share, so I'm a bit miffed about that. Anyway, they're listening from the northeast of England. Snow on the ground. So it seems a little early for a spring clean, but they're listening.
You don't do spring cleaning until mid-March.
Well, you know, February is treacherous up there. You think it's getting better, and all of a sudden. And currently listening to you guys while deleting old messages.
Mm. Fair. Music to delete messages by.
Indeed. And, strangely, for one of those two... This song is next.
If you want to have fun, come on with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio's great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
Now, good night and good luck. The movie about Edward R. Murrow and the junior senator from Wisconsin. Not the first mention of that state, or the last this evening.
I know.
Hikaru's from Wisconsin, everybody, if you did not know, and he's very proud of that.
I am extremely proud of that.
As his my accent for cheese will attest.
My accent will... I will say this. That's not just a Midwestern thing. That is actually a full-on American thing.
Yeah.
I've discovered that.
All I can say is Jack cheese. I couldn't wait to taste Jack cheese, and it was a huge disappointment. Any road up, good night and good luck. The film about the McCarthyism and all the rest of it, but the Greek chorus of that was the magnificent Diane Reeves, and that was her from that soundtrack with TV is the thing this year.
So does that make the internet this thing? Is digital radio the thing this year?
But that is the interesting thing. Where are the songs about the internet? I only know...
The social media song.
Well, yeah, okay, but there aren't very many. Horny, horny, horny mentions the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody else out there who knows a song with a lyric which mentions internet or digital or something like that? It's such a large part of our lives. Goodness, look around your tram. It's a disgrace. But no one's looking up. You could be stark naked in the tram and no one would notice.
Or rather, they would all really desperately try not to, or take film of that and put it on YouTube.
Ah, righty ho.
We're taking much more notice than we think these days.
Do you reckon?
Oh, I think so. And we're doing much more tacitly.
We're taking much more notice than
you
think.
And we
have
gotten an extra kiss, apparently.
Thank you very much. We'll debate who gets what. This is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9. It's a Saturday night. This program brings you a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of a addendum to all of this and that. Confused? Don't worry about it. We've been confused for 5 years now and we're still here. Coming up in a moment...
Absinthe.
And that makes the heart grow fonder on Joy 94.9.
.au.
Now, talking about podcasts, we got back on the course this week.
Very
didn't we?
Much so.
Yeah. You found one at the bottom of your sock drawer.
I did. It's the.
When did we do that one?
No. This one was one I did, and then we actually talked about it later on together. But I sort of did it as a test run while you were gone, and I was sort of keeping you were gone last year. You went on a vacation. I kept both things going.
Not that I'm paranoid, but we did do a new one. That was about
was about the argument for a public broadcaster in the U.S. Actually,
one that people might watch other than for Downton Abbey.
Well, yeah, but even that's not really a public broadcaster, really.
Well, anyway,
and anyway,
but this week we played hypothetical.
Yes.
Trademark.
And we brought you the cases of Messrs. 1, 2, and 3, which are basically a singer, an actor, and a sports person.
We don't want to tell you much more. You have a listen. Not now.
No.
Podcast. It was about how you manage a coming out process.
Yes. And how it is different in different countries and how Australia could possibly manage.
Yes. Where do they find the podcast?
They can find the podcast at fullcatastrophe.podomatic.com.
Oh.
Or joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe.
Okay, let's go back to our Italian thing, because it's the Italian election tomorrow.
And the day, and actually, apparently, the day after. It's a two-day election. Can you believe that?
All their television programs last about 19 hours as well. But this is a remarkable song.
Okay, this song is called L'Assenzio, or Absinthe, and it was performed by the group Blue Vertigo. Now, Blue Vertigo is a sort of band that you wouldn't expect to do the San Remo Song Festival. And you could say by the lyrics, they kind of really didn't want to do it either.
Buzzard took a monkey.
Oh, what happened there?
Take a monkey.
Give a taste of that. Give us a taste of the lyrics.
Okay, here are some lyrics. If you lose control, you don't do anything wrong. I seek confrontation, but I know the beast to think. Will you do you? And what do you stop? Do you stop the rain, the festivities, the doctor, the alcohol, the speeches, the motion of the other, hot water, smoke, roast, build a hut, massages, the crisis, the associations, the nun, the priest, the bride, the groom, marijuana? Are they good? Are they bad?
It's not exactly Rodgers and Hart, is it? But anyway, coming up, here they are.
Now, and this is the live performance.
And therefore, there is about 4 seconds of not so much silence. If you listen very closely,
you'll hear the lead singer change from playing the keyboard to playing the guitar. And this is remember, Sam Raimo has a full orchestra. There is no recordings. It's all
no
live music.
Mucking about. So here you are, a bit of absinthe.
Vertigo, L'Ascensio.
And they had a bit of a go at the status quo there because they were throwing words. We didn't tell you all the words they were saying.
We can't tell you
no,
all the
words. No, we're not allowed to.
I mean, I nearly stepped on some toes there. Now, here are some of the personalities, I should say, because Italian politics is all about personality. We have Pierluigi Bersani.
Democratic Party.
Former communist and cigar smoker says his first decree will be to reintroduce the crime of false accounting, something which one other prominent candidate might not like so much. Then we have Maestro Silvio Berlusconi.
People of Freedom Party. And hold it a moment. They go down there on 2 counts. They have people in it, as in People's Democratic Republic of, and they have freedom in it. You know they are charlatans.
Now, I will say that it's a
allegedly
shame that we don't have a webcam because the 2 fingers that Andy showed were
very Roman.
Now, Silvio Berlusconi, yes, he's back. He controls 80% of the media, something that could not happen.
Could not happen in this country.
Could not happen
absolutely
in most
not
countries.
We have a totally varied and multifarious, that's a good word, media, where all voices can say their points of view.
If it's economically.
Did you hear the italics?
Still, you know, he's still up on corruption charges and the underage sex. Not saying much more because he might very well become our boss and yours. And I mean, he's got a juggernaut. Now, then there's Mario Monti.
Civic Choice with Monti. That sounds like a morning program on regional television.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Civic Choice with Monty. Hello, I'm Monty Smith. This morning we'll be looking at putting up your own box girder bridge, and also Miriam will be here later on to make some tea cakes.
Yeah, and you actually have shown more charisma than Mario Monti has shown in his whole entire career. Listen, when Berlusconi took over, Berlusconi left.
He got the kick out, and Monti came in as an unelected leader.
Europe loves him.
He's a technocrat.
He's a Gerald Ford. He has no charisma. Then there is our favorite, Beppe Grillo.
5-star movement, which sounds like something you do after you take a health tonic.
Now, he's a former accountant, but he turned a comedian on a Berlusconi network. And he is literally taking it to the streets shouting, "A casa! A casa! A casa!" means send them back home. And he's calling for a new class of Italian politician. And he once called for a vaffanculo day. And Nona Google will tell you what that means, because we can't say it.
So that's the line. At the moment, the Democrats are on 32.2%.
I must interrupt you. It is illegal and under Italian law to announce poll results prior and during the 2 weeks prior to voting.
We are not operating under Italian law.
Yes, but that's true. And all the Italians did vote on Thursday.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
If you are in Italy right now, turn this off for about approximately 10 seconds.
And then Berlusconi's way behind on 22, 14 for the comedian. Look, it's going to be a mess. It always is. But you know what? Italy, for all its ups and downs, and sometimes gets sneered at, particularly by the Anglos, it's It's been a democracy since the end of the Second World War. Yeah. So anyway, vote early, vote often, and keep on giving us great entertainment. We'll have a little bit more Italiano after these important messages on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au.
And Gay Panic Radio.
Ooh.
Jenny
that,
B.
My friend, is why you need Italy.
Jenny B. Semplice Sai, her winning song from the Sanremo 2000 Newcomers section. And deservingly
what a voice.
So,
and a great song.
Deserves 10 times the career than what she's getting.
Well, as the cards have fallen, as is often the case on this program, we're just into the second hour of tonight's edition of The Four Catastrophe with Ikara Freeman and Andy Bell, a show where musical genre don't so much collide, but take each other's insurance details. The song that's coming up next is, I would claim, the antithesis of what we've just heard. And I don't think I should say any more except stand back.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
All right, hold it, you guys. This is a rhythm and blues number. You gotta be careful or somebody liable to understand what you're singing about. You want that to happen?
No.
Well, then you gotta talk unintelligible like me, right, Stella?
You said it!
Okay, now you guys wanna sell a few records?
Yeah.
Well, then stick some old rags in your mouth and take it again from the top, okay?
Okay.
We sing a shaboom, right?
Right.
Then how come I can understand you?
Well, I...
What's the matter, man? Don't you dig gibberish?
Sure, but...
If it happens again, I send you back to Hugo with the halter. Okay, you guys, big finish now, huh? On your mark, get set, mumble!
Life could be a dream!
Shaboom! Hold it, Stella!
Not
you, Stella! Wait a minute, Stella! Stella!
I did say antithesis. That was Shaboom from Stan Freberg from the early 60s. And Jenny B, I apologise. Have you noticed when whistles are used on records, they always sound...
10 times worse.
I have a whistle in my hand here.
I know.
Okay, I'm... Yeah.
I'm prepared.
All right, here we go. See, that's nothing like that sounded on the radio. I mean,
oh, that wasn't, yeah, that wasn't.
That didn't have the sort of raspiness to it. That was, I got that from the Gay and Lesbian History Museum in San Francisco. A very good idea as a souvenir, because I put it on my key ring, and there was a time, there's a lot of keys on there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a lot of rubbish on it. I've got...
You actually have two chains on top of... you have two ornaments on top of an ornament. I mean, or a fob, I think, is what we call. That's the little... The designer bit, the bit that's actually not actually serving as a key.
It's Saturday night on Joy 94.9. This is the...
We've reached the adult hour because it's 10:06.
I didn't say a thing. You said fob.
I know, and that's why I said it's 10:06. So I thought I would just... time check it so that people know that I can now be a little bit... anything that I say can now be construed as possibly double entendre, or so we say double entendre today.
Now.
Tonight.
Milwaukee.
Oh, boy.
Now.
Actually, there's another interesting story behind this performer, but we're saving that for after the song.
Yes, we actually, this is a touch of the old...
Red string.
Red string. Total red string on various levels.
Yes, very much so.
But I wanted to play this as we wind down. Not as a beribboned present to as a Wisconsinite, but I felt it should be played because it's got one of the worst rhymes ever. In a Gershwin song.
Once I visited my cousin in Milwaukee, USA. She got boyfriends by the dozen when she sang in a low-down way. She was a positive sensation. The songs that she sang would never miss. My cousin was my inspiration. That's how a cousin in Milwaukee. She's got a voice so squawky, and though she's tall and kind of gawky, it is an operatic. It's got a lot of static, but makes your heart get acrobatic. 9 times out of 10, when she sings hot, you can't be solemn. It sends a shivers up and down. Spinal column. When she sings blue, the men shout a rock song. That baby is hot stuff. You like the way I sing songs? If they think that I'm a wild, you can think my squawky cousin from Milwaukee, because she taught me how.
My cousin in Milwaukee. Got a voice real squawky.
We're not saying the remainder of that lyric, are we?
No, we're not. And
thank
that's
you.
And that's from a show by George and Ira Gershwin called Pardon My English.
And Pardon My Intense Racial Insensitivity.
Really? Yeah, well, absolutely. But sung there by...
Arnesia Walker.
Who I had never heard of until today.
This is like part of the campaign to like take... totally make me think weird things about my childhood. Okay. When
but I you knew of.
Yes. When I presented previously on the Full Catastrophe, you might have heard Betty being sung by the group Betty, singing a very ribald song from the 7% Solution, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay.
Stephen Sondheim song.
And then
very rude.
And then I go and reveal to Andy on air, I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes.
That Betty, for me, was a very... wholesome but quirky children's group. So this earlier on when I saw what the playlist was, and I said, literally, I wrote one line email, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Arnesia Walker?
Yes, that was absolutely the spelling you used.
Okay. And Arnesia Walker was, for me, all I just knew is that she had acted on one of the spinoff of a spinoff of the Golden Girls. So you can imagine
how awful that was.
Yes, what happens to a copy of a copy? Well, the show was called Nurses, and let me give you a sense of one of the big things that happened on Nurses. They all had the same producers, the Golden Girls, Empty Nest, and Nurses. All on NBC's thing, ironically, Saturday Night Lineup.
And the same font for their titles, too.
And the biggest thing that ever happened on Nurses was a whole bunch of episodes that were all in the same night, from the Golden Girls to Emptiness to Nurses, and they all had a hurricane affect Miami, so that characters from the Golden Girls wound up on an Emptiness episode. Emptiness characters wound up on an episode of Nurses.
It was 24, 25 years ahead of its time.
And it was probably the most interesting episode of Nurses ever.
Synergy. Synergy.
Oh, boy, my kingdom for the early 90s again.
Oh, no.
So that's my reaction to Arneesha Walker.
And there she was singing a George and Ira Gershwin song, Ira Gershwin.
Probably with very gritted teeth.
I'd say Ira Gershwin should be fully ashamed of himself for that lyric, even though he's dead.
And probably finally hairless. Oh yeah, I said it. Yes, I said it. There's stories, apparently apocryphal stories about his.
You're listening to The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au. We're going to stay in a show busy musical theatre kind of mode for the next little while.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to two very remarkable places. The other side of these on the ever remarkable
Joy 94. Plus,
point
negative one from 95.
Oh, does that count? Say it properly.
Yes, indeed.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, yes. And by the way, you are listening to The Full Catastrophe with Andrew Bell and Yukari Freeman. And the reason why we're kind of sort of sounding a little bit more subdued now is that we're kind of getting into a really poignant time. We're going to back to, with these next two songs, we're going back to a New York that does not exist anymore. But also in our first song, which is Night Song from Golden Boy, Sammy Davis Jr. sings about this sort of longing. And I think right now, tonight, there's a lot of people out here in Melbourne tonight experiencing the White Night and probably having a great time on all that. But amongst them, think about it, there are people who are somewhat feeling, where are they? Where are they going in life? Why do they not feel the same happiness anymore?
There's nothing quite so cutting to the core as feeling solitary in a crowd.
Summer. Not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. By, and I stand and
one of the great gifts you've given me on this program has been introducing me to Golden Boy, which I had no idea of, and it's one of the great lost riches of musical theatre.
Sammy never recorded, visually recorded, I should say.
There are bits and pieces on YouTube of promo things, but that's extraordinary. And Sammy Davis Jr., well, what can you say, except never really honoured properly in his time somehow or other. I think we've talked about this before.
I think he must have gotten a Kennedy Center honour, and that's the best you can get in the US.
But now he's not thought of in the way of other
never
entertainers.
Never really thought of, really, full stop.
No, I mean,
it's like we knew that he was important, but then all of a sudden when he passed away, he just sort of...
That was it, gone.
Never heard of... don't get any references from Jerry Lewis? Or anything like that.
Mm.
Now, yes, this is
a whiz of an idea.
Yes, and earlier on The Full Catastrophe, if you have listened to it several months ago, I think it was during our election one, I introduced, and it was as a closing song, the Emerald City sequence from The Wiz. And I eventually was able to find a clip of it, and I sent it to Andy. And what was your reaction?
Oh, it's incredible. Now, here's again another lost
treasure.
Outside of the US, I have to say, in the US, it's very well known.
But yeah. I think it tells you something of how sometimes there is the cultural cringe in reverse operating against the global cultural power. Here you have a routine which is not only visually staggering, but is also shot at the old World Trade Center, for goodness sake, on a gigantic scale that would make Busby Berkeley absolutely wince. And it was, what was the year of the film?
1978.
So why isn't it more widely known? Known in the US, why isn't it more widely known?
I don't know why. I mean, I would actually think it would be the opposite way around because it's, you know, The Wiz, for anyone who doesn't know, is an all-black version of The Wizard of Oz. And in the sequence, Dorothy, played by Diana Ross, and the Scarecrow, played by Michael Jackson, are entering into the Emerald City, and they are just taken aback.
Don't even use your mind's eye. Just listen to the music, and after the show, look at the clip. This is incredible.
Richard Pryor, the cast, and you didn't really hear them, but the Alvin Ailey dancers, the Emerald City sequence.
Unless they had
Wiz.
Very, very noisy shoes. Yeah.
A sequence that, I mean, it's a great, amazing piece of music by Charlie Smalls, but you have to see the visual. And one of the things we like to do on this program is inspire people to actually get involved or find another way of approaching a medium. And this, I just have to have a little bit of a wagging finger at this artistic community here in Melbourne. Yes, it's.
I'm wagging my finger on your behalf.
Okay. This film, The Wiz, completely captures the spirit of New York at that time and makes it into a completely different place at the same time. In that little piece right there. That
Has to be seen to be believed,
truly. Has to absolutely
truly.
Be seen. Why have we not actually had a musical film done here? We've got really great musicals that happen here in Melbourne. It would be amazing even just to sort of see the city itself transformed. And it's really weird that we don't do this. Don't know if that's just an Australian thing or not.
Well, there aren't many Australian musicals to start with. Lola
Moore. Or even just taking on a film version of any musical.
Well, The Late Show Boys, Mick Molloy, Jason Stevens and Tony Martin did do a version of New York, New York, completely in Melbourne, which was hilarious. And that was about 20 years ago. But point taken, we have plenty of landmarks, and many of them tonight are being lit up as never before. We're all lit up on the full catastrophe. Coming up at 11 o'clock will be Vinylism, Vinylism, Vinylism with Vass One.
It's a club thing.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, joy.org.au, and if you're Apple-y apt, you're listening on that. vibe of the vibraphone. The fantastic new swing sextet.
And may I honestly say thank you for finally resetting that song on in my head. Catastrophe, so if you're listening, and I'm just going to give you the Cliff Notes version here. Let's just say I had to hear a very intriguing version of that song for 9 days in a row, and now I thought I would never be able to handle hearing
it. Oh, we've reset. Oh, that's a big
it's a reset.
That's the triumph of the night, I reckon. Yeah. No, it's not. Actually, I reckon Emerald City and Night Song gets pretty close. And Shaboom, of course. I think the three of those are in the same bracket. We're going back to Italy now, and if you haven't been
partly,
with us earlier,
yes, because, yes.
Well, yes,
yes,
come
partly.
On.
Let's say partly.
Yeah, well, in language, if only.
Yes.
We are sort of dipping a lid towards the Italian nation, which goes to the polls tomorrow. And the day after that. Now, there was, in the 60s and 70s, there was a thing where non-Italian-speaking artists would go to Italy in particular, more so, I think, than France, actually.
Yeah.
I know Cilla Black did, I think Lulu did, and you have been in the archives.
Yeah.
And I've told you about that, and you've come up with a couple of absolute belters.
Now, the first one I've actually known for quite some time, it was Dionne Warwick recorded performed at San Remo 1968.
Now, San Remo, which has been mentioned a few times, is a humongous song festival.
It predates Eurovision. Inspired Eurovision.
And look, if you've just put it in YouTube, and you won't go to bed for weeks.
And believe you me, you just want to see the performances, because if you actually see the whole show, you will hate.
Oh, if you think we go around the block a few times, they go on and on and on. So Dionne Warwick, now is this a Simon and Garfunkel song?
Well, no, but it is called La Voce del Silenzio, The Voice of Silence.
Oh.
Volevo stare un po' da sola per pensare tu lo sai. E ho sentito nel silenzio una voce dentro me.
La Voce del Silenzio.
And it is better with a band. My goodness.
It was a really, really, it's a really remarkable performance. You can find it on the Full Catastrophe blog, which is at...
Well, it's at many places, really. Yes. joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe. Fullcatastrophe.wordpress.com. It'll also be posted at TFC Random Tunes on Bookface and on the Twoot. It's at TFC Random Tunes.
Now, who
enough,
else?
Enough for everybody? Yeah. Enough choice?
Now, who else do you reckon that we can find?
Well, who else have you found? We'll just leave you dangling, as we like to, for just 22 seconds.
Da
Dame Shirley Bassey, chi se vuoi bene come noi, those who love like we do.
And she certainly got reaction from the audience. It's from a TV show, which looks like Luigi's Big Saturday Night, which runs for about 17 hours. And the microphone is, they don't hide anything. The microphone on the boom is in every single shot. But she, Shirl,
Italian television was like that all the way up into like the mid-70s.
Shirl leveraged that audience. She knew exactly what she was
doing.
She
used it as a prop.
Well, her pronunciation was abysmal. Even I know that. She couldn't say momento.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's a girl from Tiger Bay. What's a girl to do? Well, our last Italian track of the evening, Monfrere.
Could not be any more different than Shirley Bassey. But,
oh, before that,
yes.
I think Favourite Things tingled a few people.
Yes. Perfect Full Moonish Tune Boys, Love from Zoe and Danae.
Well, that was very nice.
Thank you very much.
It was rather lovely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it reframed Hikaru, which is good. That's probably cost you several hundred dollars in counseling.
Yes,
playing
it
that
certainly
track.
Did. Now, everyone might know, most people might know the song I'm Blue, da ba dee da ba da da ba dee da ba da ba da ba da ba da da ba da. By Eiffel 65. Well, they are an Italian band, and there is something that I'm going to say that's slightly controversial, which is that for the rest of the world, particularly the non-English speaking world, when you sing in English, you are not being serious. So when you sing in your own language, you actually get a lot of depth. Eiffel 65 actually did do Eurovision, not Eurovision, did San Remo in 2003. It was a big shock, just like Blue Vertigo was doing the shock. And they came up with the song.
Why was it a shock for them to do it?
Because actually at that time, they had never done anything in English. I'm sorry, in Italian.
Oh.
Yes. So this reframed their whole entire career. And also, I think this proves the fact that we often hear in Eurovision, which is that, oh, modern music really doesn't need an orchestra. If the most techno band possible sounds even better with an orchestra, I think that argument has been shot in the water. Here is Eiffel 65, Quelli che non hanno età, those who have no age. Siamo Blu, Eiffel 65, Quelli che non hanno età, from San Remo.
I love the way you took a run up at that. Very
Quelli
good.
Che non hanno età?
Yes.
Those who have no age. I'm just saying.
What a fabulous sentiment on this particular evening on the full catastrophe.
La catastrophe totale.
Here on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au. He's Hikaru Freeman. I'm Andy Bell. We've got a couple more discs to go before Vass comes along, if he can find a parking space. If you're listening, Vass, best of luck, me old mucker. Joy 94.9. Ferry Michael Black singing Autumn Leaves in the Māori language, and we had Autumn Leaves last week from Cold Cut. Just a little crossover there. Not very autumnal out there tonight, where we're going to go very shortly. No. The time has come, my friend, to bring it all together and wonder, you know, what has the whole rigmarole amounted to tonight?
Well, in many different ways. Well, Italy has got a very, very, very interesting decision to go over the next 2 days. But what I have learned...
There might be a result by the time this program finally ends on March the 30th.
Which will be around the same time Sanremo ever ends. I have learned that you can be simple, but that absence speaks many words, and also does absinthe when you think about it. There are those who have no age... There's a silent voice, there are those who love, but most importantly, and most earth-shatteringly, the story of Peg Entwistle lives on.
Peg Entwistle, we believe, we had a moment during the show when something happened,
yeah,
and there was no reason technically for that to happen. We think Peg might have just...
Popped in for and particularly since it would have been the kind of song she would have listened to.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, what I take out of tonight is the glorious variety of Italian music, the magnificence and the incredible longevity of Sanremo, which for all its not faults, but for all its foibles, is a remarkable event. I also refer to Golden Boy, which long after we're not in this little room on a Saturday night, I think I will be thinking of and playing and considering that gift you've given to me of that particular show. And finally, I think on a white night, you can wait for a white night one way or the other. Which is perhaps what Sammy Davis Jr. was waiting for. That's it for the denial edition of The Full Catastrophe. Next week,
we won't be here, unfortunately.
We won't. So I've got to think of a different way of ending the show in about 20 seconds. But in 2 weeks' time, we'll have the anger version of The Full Catastrophe. This is the five stages of denial, of loss.
The angry version.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So,
wow. Oh,
fire up your playlist, all right?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I was done with Italian music. 90% of my angry music is Italian rock.
Okay. Hold on. I've got to say this. Time to say goodnight, Gracie.
Buena sera, grazie. I am, you are, he is, she is. Voi sono la catastrofe totale.
If you have been listening, thank you. Have a good week. And after having another week, we'll see you in a fortnight. Good night.
I'm not that kind of girl.
La 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 la. We don't have music. So I ask you.
We have music of the brain.
We have music of the brain. This has been a total bloodbath podcastrophe.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Enjoy 94.9.